Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
It's a busy Tuesday. Keith, who's next?
We have Kevin Briniger, who is the CEO and president of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce.
Kevin, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us today, my friend.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good to be with you, as always.
Yeah, we needed to have you on this week, Kevin, because the unemployment numbers and the state trying to keep small business in order and. We have a laundry list that looks like my laundry basket. Too much to do, but I guess my first question to you would be, is the Chamber happy with the way, all things considered, that the state and Eric Holcomb, the governor, and everybody else has been handling what has been a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation, whatever you want to call it, situation?
Most certainly. I am in regular contact with the governor's office. I had the call this morning, which is pretty regular, with the Commissioner of the Department of Workforce Development, getting updated on the numbers and the status of our trust fund. And we've been helping them get information out to employers as to how to handle things during this, as you say, once-in-a-lifetime situation. So, and we've appreciated the transparency. What started out as daily briefings are now have evolved, I think, into a couple times a week, and the information from Dr. Box and the folks at State Board of Health, I think, has been very helpful, and I think the public has responded very well to it, in addition to the employer community.
How has the small business, which we have heard and hear that is the backbone of most state economies and even to a large part national economies, how is the small businessman recovering? Is he getting the help he needed from the government with the money that was sent down, or is that process not happened as well as we'd like?
I think the payroll protection program has been very helpful from what I've heard. This is a program that helps particularly small employers, which in this case are defined as 500 and less by the federal government. Has been helpful for employers to keep going, to keep people on their payroll, to pay bills. And this is a program that if you expend that money in certain ways during a certain period of time, that loan essentially becomes a grant. Employers have been using that to help themselves out. That's not to say that for some employers where they were not allowed to be open at all, restaurants, bars, other non-essential businesses, that the impact of this pandemic and the necessary bend the curve executive orders that have occurred here in Indiana and other states haven't been devastating to many employers. And, there are a number that have gone out of business or have closed and won't reopen, but it has definitely helped many, many other businesses stay afloat.
Kevin Briniger is the president of this Indiana Chamber of Commerce and also the CEO. And Kevin, one of the things I keep thinking about is, God forbid this ever happen again, but now that it's happened, would businesses reopen in a different order, or would more of them open at the same time? How are businesses feeling about the fact that some businesses were open and doing things and others weren't?
Well, that's why I call it staggered, Keith. If everybody opened at once, it'd just be opened.
Well, I hope that going forward we'll be better prepared for on the health side for any future pandemic of this nature. I think this situation has revealed deficiencies in stockpiles of supplies and perhaps too much reliance on suppliers from foreign countries on critical medical supplies and other things. And so I think that whole supply chain will be reevaluated. And, I'm confident that our country and our state will be better prepared. We'll, as we always do, take lessons learned and apply them to get ready for the next situation down the road.
And Kevin, you've talked about it before on this program, the Chamber of Commerce and some of the angles and policy angles that you put towards the state about trying to get healthier Hoosiers. And Dr. Box has said in no uncertain terms that the reason we keep getting cases and having deaths is we're not in the top half of some of these critical health. We have diabetes issues, we have obesity issues, et cetera, et cetera. I know you don't focus on all those, but you want healthy workers in the workplace. You want healthy workplaces, and maybe that's kind of pulled the curtain back a little bit on what's going on at the state level.
Well, I think it has, and it's revealed our deficiencies. We're in the bottom half of the states in our smoking rate and our vaping rate and opioid use. And obesity, which leads to a number of other issues, whether it's respiratory issues, heart issues, diabetes. And I would like to think that this particular pandemic focused on the respiratory system has been a wake-up call for a number of Hoosiers to say, you know what, I'm putting myself, making myself more vulnerable because of my lifestyle choices, and perhaps I need to think about quitting smoking, getting more healthy, so that I have a better chance of surviving this or whatever it is that comes next in the future.
Kevin Brinegar is the president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce and joins us about once a month or so to give us the tenor and climate of the business community in the state of Indiana. How difficult is it going to be if we can't get fans in the stands coming up for, we've already said the Brickyard and the Indy 500 doubleheader is not going to run. We heard Mark Miles say the other day, if we can't have fans in August, we're going to move the 500. That economic impact is impossible to replace.
It is, and it has been devastating for the convention business and the sports business. I mean, you think about the events that were scheduled to happen in Indianapolis, just in the month of March, where you had the Big Ten basketball tournament, which got halted after, there in the early rounds. We had the NCAA Midwest Regional Finals were to take place there. We had a large firefighters convention. And all of those activities did not happen as convention business and sports activities, which affects hotels and restaurants and everything. And it is still very quiet. I happened to be in my office in downtown Indianapolis yesterday for some things I had to take care of. And not only is it deserted and desolate, but it's also very, very sad to see all of the vandalism and the looting that took place the weekend before last when things got a bit out of control. And virtually every business that has a street-level presence has broken windows and broken glass doors that are now boarded up, and that's a very sad sight as well.
Are there any funds for these businesses that were vandalized or had arson, any of that kind of stuff, to help them, Kevin, come back from this, the expenses of this?
Well, obviously, presumably, they have their own insurance policies, property and casualty insurance. The city of Indianapolis has received some $168 million directly in federal aid from the CARES Act, and they could choose to use some of that, as well as the money that the state received could be a possible source of assistance. But those decisions have not been made yet. I know there's one business owners association on the south side of Indianapolis that has requested that the city reimburse them under the argument that the law enforcement officers didn't do a sufficient job of protecting their businesses from the vandalism and the looting. And let's be clear, this didn't just happen in Indianapolis. It happened in a number of cities all over the state, Northwest Indiana, Fort Wayne, and elsewhere, Lafayette. And I think you had some activity in Bloomington as well, though it seemed to be more peaceful and well-contained from what I read in the media.
That's what it sounds like. We'll talk to Mayor Hamilton here in 15 minutes just to make sure that we're not off base, but we haven't seen any. And to be fair, Indianapolis, after the first, Abdul was on with us last week, Hakeem Shabazz, and he said Friday, okay, you get a pass. Saturday, wasn't thrilled with how it developed. But since then, it has been more peaceful, and at least that's what the tenor seems to be on the news.
Yeah, I think the some of this is related to concerted efforts in organizations that are that want to promote anarchy and you know have followers who are encouraged to go out and do damage to businesses and loot and make the peaceful protesters look bad, and those folks seem to have sort of quieted down and gone away. Knock on wood that doesn't rear its head. The curfews have probably helped, and it does seem like things have quieted down this past weekend and early this week so far.
Kevin, do any of the events of the past few months change the chamber's priorities at the state legislature when they get started again?
Certainly. One of which, we had a policy committee on civil justice meet earlier this afternoon, and we're looking at some things that we think need to be done with respect to limiting lawsuits against a variety of employers, those on in the healthcare area that are frontline workers, in the healthcare area, those that are manufacturing personal protective equipment, employers who you know don't want to be and are concerned about being sued if you know somebody walks into their store and buys something or doesn't buy something and later comes down with the virus and claims that they got it there. There are issues with the employees as well. And so that's probably among our highest priority. We're also looking for potential assistance from the federal resources to help small businesses get going again and perhaps entrepreneurs. And then we're going to be watching very carefully our unemployment trust fund, which was in good shape early in the first of this year. We were nearing $1 billion. But it has been hit very, very hard. Our current balance is somewhere in the $400 million range, which is a big drop from where it was just 3 months ago. And so we would like to avoid having to borrow money from the federal government, which is what you typically do when your own trust fund gets to zero. But the problem is you have to pay that money back and pay interest on it. And that's just that interest in particular is just money that goes into the black hole of the federal government. So we think that ultimately some of the federal assistance could be allowed to be used to shore up our unemployment trust fund. So those are some of the priorities, as well as we're going to have some workforce challenges as we look at upskilling our workforce. Some of the jobs that were there before will be gone and won't be back. And we'll need to raise up the skills of folks to take the post-pandemic job opportunities of the future.
Kevin Briniger is our guest, the president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. And more of a longer-term question, we'll wrap it up here just so the next time we meet. Summer's usually a quiet time. You're looking at committees, looking into certain things. When you get to the budget next year, where do you even start as a template? Because of the loss of income tax revenue, the loss of this, that, and the other thing, how do they even start putting that together?
It's going to be a very difficult and very challenging endeavor. The way they start is there'll be a revenue forecast put together by the Revenue Forecast Committee, which is something I used to served on for about 20 years earlier in my career before I became president of the chamber. And so that they'll know what the expected revenues are that they have to work with. They'll have to look at how they've utilized the CARES Act money, which has to be spent by the end of this calendar year or any unused part of it reverts back. And so they'll start with a revenue forecast, and then from there they'll establish priorities and determine what they can afford and what they can't. But there's no question this is going to be an extremely and unexpectedly difficult process to develop a budget the two-year budget next year in 2021.
Yeah, everybody's going to have to tighten their belt, so it's not one or two areas that are just going to be quote-unquote picked on. Everybody's going to have to be picked on for that. Come back next month and join us, won't you, after we get through maybe stage four and stage five. Who knows if we'll hit those markers, but that's what's next on our race, and we'll see if we can get to those. Great job, Kevin. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.
Always enjoyed visiting with you and your listeners.
Kevin Briniger, the CEO and president of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, checking in with us, and we'll get caught up with him after the 4th of July holiday, right? Because then we'll see where we're at and what that means to business and the chamber moving forward.